Navigator Framework Studio in Music City. It's the Dining at Disney podcast.
You know the thing about good food? It brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, travel expert. And if you watched the last episode, you know I now have a very clean hat.
I couldn't tell. I mean,
I went downstairs.
Here.
I looked. I'm like, there's all these like white fuzz and stuff because this, I took it out of a bin in the dark, of course, and it had my scarf sitting on top of it. So it had like white fuzz on it. And like one of them was like a big chunk. And I'm like, well,
thought it was like a cat, one of our cats.
Character. Yeah, nice character.
That's fine. They always find places to lay on our clothes. They're just crazy like that.
Well, it was not from a cat.
Oh, okay. Well, and I'm Al John. I am a lifelong Marvel, Disney, Star Wars, and Disney Parks fan. Also foodie. Also lover of cats. And not this cat who's joining us on the show.
Oh, that's not nice.
Although I do love cat.
Rude.
It is kind of rude. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I love all kinds of cats.
Especially this one.
Especially our co-host, yes.
And that's me. I'm Kat. Experiential producer, film historian, Sicky Vicky today.
Oh.
If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell. You guys about the dining at Disney. Disney dining. I'm on cold medication. The Disney dining plan while I was out with pneumonia. Yes. How was it?
Lots of good information I put together.
Excellent.
We missed you.
At least that's my opinion, but I put the information together, so I should think it's good.
Love it.
It is good. I'm looking forward to doing the Disney dining plan when we go next.
Yeah.
Kat, instead of being Sicky Vicky, you should have said Sicky Mickey.
Sicky Vicky is from the Disney Channel.
Oh,
it's from Sunny with a Chance for all those Disney Channel heads from back in the day.
Never saw that.
It was not good, but it was Demi Lovato's like post Camp Rock sitcom that they tried to give her. And it was like a sketch that was a ripoff of The Amanda Show.
Yeah.
And for some reason, it's been like 15 years since that was on the air. But for some reason, that specific thing stuck with me. And now whenever I'm sick, I'm Sicky Vicky.
Was that like what was your favorite Disney Channel show?
Oh, Hannah Montana, Montana.
Yeah.
See, I didn't see that era of Disney Channel. I don't even know why I started watching, probably work. I started watching Disney Channel and got hooked on Dog with the Blog. And
Jesse.
No, I didn't get hooked on Jesse. I watched some of the
AJ and Allie.
Watched some of the episodes of that.
Yeah.
No, it was Girl Meets World.
Girl Meets World, yeah.
Oh, they're so cute.
And oh my gosh. Good Luck Charlie.
Good Luck Charlie.
That's what got me. Good Luck Charlie. That little girl was so stinking cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good.
I had a big Mickey Mouse Club girl in the early 90s.
Yes.
And then heavy into the Hannah Montana High School Musical era of Disney Channel.
Yeah, that was good. I mean, for me, Disney Channel growing up was basically, you know, the Disney afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It was all about DuckTales.
Ooh.
And I think at the time they even ran Kids Incorporated for a little bit.
Ugh, little Fergie.
It was like, yeah, the camp for, it was basically Camp Rock for kids in the 80s.
Oh yeah.
It was Martika, Fergie, Stacey Ferguson, and Jennifer Love Hewitt, Mario Lopez, and who else was part of that gang? Those are at least the notable actors.
So
you know what? Yeah. The only person I remembered actually being on that was Martika.
Yeah. 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 Stacey Ferguson was like the cute little blonde young girl that was always on there. But I mean, that was Disney Channel back in the day. And yeah, it was Gummy Bears and Gargoyles and DuckTales and Darkwing Duck.
When is this?
This was the late '80s.
Oh,
yeah, when
we had
Disney
just late '80s,
late '80s, early '90s with Gargoyles for sure. But that's when I was going to college. I was getting ready to go to college. I'm dating myself,
Yes, we're
but yeah.
old.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, the new Mickey Mouse Club was all that for sure. But anyway, did we
Obsessed.
digress? Yes, but that's what happens when you get all three of us together. We kind of,
Truth.
yeah, we go off on these tangents of pop culture.
Did you stay on topic last week? How was that? Great.
Yeah, we. Yeah, I think we stayed on topic for the most part. We
We did.
kind of talked a little bit about the bands performing at.
Oh, good.
Yeah, at the concert festival, which is also good because they do have some returning bands that are always stalwarts, like Mickey Thomas and Starship
Yes.
coming
The
back.
Commodores are going to be there when I'm there.
Ah, that's
I'm so
exciting.
excited.
Oh, that is exciting. The Commodores are going to be there. One of the bands that I opened up for and have met several times, Lit, will be brand new joining the bunch of participants for the Garden series,
Who
Flower
plays
Garden.
before the Commodores?
Oh,
Is that
child.
Oh, I don't
Modern
know.
English?
Modern English,
Maybe.
yes, that'll be exciting to see. I love I Melt With You. Modern English has a couple great tunes. They have a lot of great tunes.
That's what I was thinking would be a good one.
Yeah, that's good. Pointer Sisters are going to be performing, and
Yes.
I'm trying to think of other kind of rock pop alternative bands that are going to be performing. ELO is coming
Simple
back.
Plan.
Yeah, Simple Plan is back.
Simple
You're a big Simple
Plan.
Plan. You're a big Simple fan. A Simple Plan fan.
I do love the Simple Plan. They're lovely, lovely humans.
Yeah. Okay. So,
Yeah.
and you've met them. So they're good. They're very good. But I'm waiting for Yellow Card to make their move to head
You
over
know,
there.
they're headlining a tour right now.
Yeah, I saw that. They're headlining a tour, and you know who else is getting back together? One of my
No
favorite
doubt.
bands of all time. No doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt performing Coachella.
You couldn't pay me to go to Coachella again,
No, but
but I'll watch
I
the
would go
live
for No Doubt.
stream.
Yeah, I will watch live stream to see No Doubt for sure.
Yeah.
I want to see them live somewhere. I hate that they're playing something like that, that there's no way you could ever pay me enough to go to that.
So the inside poop on No Doubt was they were supposed to I guess reunite before COVID, and apparently they were planning a tour and everything, and then it just fell apart a few years ago. So here they are trying it again. So I think based on how good this goes, we might be seeing them do a tour in the fall,
Gosh, I hope
it'll go good.
which would be
It's like
great.
the perfect audience for them to reunite to, with Lana Del Rey headlining. Lana Del Rey headlining and No Doubt reuniting. It makes me feel like it's like 2002, and I'm not sure how I feel about that. I didn't
Well,
like it.
it's coming back around.
Yeah.
It is coming back
Justin
around.
Timberlake's putting out a new album. It
Yeah.
recently is 2002.
Yeah. I mean,
Is
it's
that
on the
when Lana
heels
Del
of.
Rey came out?
Oh, yeah, a long time ago.
It
Doesn't
doesn't seem
seem
like
like
it.
it.
It's a long time ago.
It doesn't seem like it, but it is. It's kind of crazy. Well, funny how this all works out. Having
Yeah.
said that, we have a lot of stuff to talk about on this
Yeah,
show.
we do.
Like Lunar New Year 2024.
Year of the
Yeah, you
Dragon.
know, it's my year, y'all.
Me too.
Yeah. Guess what I turn what year I turn this year.
You're not. I thought you were a tiger.
Oh, I thought, yeah, I am a tiger. I'm sorry. What am I talking about?
I don't know. You're a tiger. I'm a rabbit.
I'm a dragon.
Right? Yeah. Okay, no. Yeah. Yeah, I am a tiger. This is weird. I feel weird now. Okay, so
Sorry.
I'm totally blowing my lunar year calendar, but
That's okay.
that's all right. The year of the dragon is the year that I turn 50 this year.
This year, it's a good year.
It's a crazy year.
Why are you telling people you're turning 50?
I don't know. Just felt like it
Why
made up for the
not?
fact I messed up my year.
Okay.
Lunar New Year. Okay. So anyway, Shall we just go into what's going on for Lunar New Year 2024?
Yes. Yes. Let's dig into it. So it will start January 23rd and last through February 18th. And this is over at Disney California Adventure Park. And I hate it when I can't find the map.
There you go.
They will have available the Sip and Savor Pass that provides you 6 coupons that you can redeem on select food and non-alcoholic beverages. So that will also be an option for you guys. And to kick it off, we're going to tell you guys the marketplaces and then what items are new. But so there will be more items. We're just talking about the new ones for you. Mm-hmm. Over at Bamboo Blessing, they will have a strawberry milk tea macaroon, strawberry buttercream with milk tea center, a taro Vietnamese style iced coffee, Joffrey's Coffee and Tea Company Vietnamese style coffee, cocoa powder and condensed milk garnished with a taro chocolate sweet cream.
I love condensed milk.
Non-alcoholic.
Yes.
There is also the Lunar New Year Punch, mango nectar, tangerine and grapefruit juices, and banana and coconut syrups garnished with mango jellies, non-alcoholic. For those of you looking for alcohol, there is the Lunar Punch cocktail. Coconut rum, mango nectar, tangerine and grapefruit juices, and banana and coconut syrups garnished with a purple orchid. Ooh, that sounds very nice.
Yeah.
And a Mickey-shaped macaroon straw clip. And this is limited to 2 per person per transactions, and no discounts apply.
I like that. I like the disclaimer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, at Longevity Noodle Company, they've got brand new shrimp lo mein noodles, pan-fried, with sautéed shrimp garnished with green onions. They also have brand new the Mickey-shaped macaroon straw clip, as Kristen talked about, as well. Moving on, over there at Lucky 8 Lantern, brand new, they have a couple things. They've got a couple drinks. Hibiscus apple sararita, which is Blanco tequila, grapefruit liqueur, soju, green apple, hibiscus syrups, house-made hibiscus tea, lemon juice garnished with a dried apple chip.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're a fan of mango, they've got the mango melon cocktail, which is overproof rum, baijiu, allspice liqueur, mango nectar, rock melon syrup, lime juice, topped with grapefruit soda, and garnished with a lime wheel. Mm. And they also have the macaroon straw clip, Mickey Mouse shape, so... Yum. Good stuff there. Kat, what's going on next?
Yeah. Over at Prosperity Bao and Buns, they have a Kung Pao bun with plant-based chicken, peanuts, and scallions, a barbecue pork bun with kimchi mayo and garlic chili crunch, my fave. They have a brewery grapefruit panda pool party bamboo rice lager, a Harlan Brewing Co. tangerine dragon fruit Hefeweizen, a Stereo Brewing Company Jasmine Tea Lager, Eagle Rock Brewery's Lychee IPA, a Dragon Beer Flight, of course. Over at Red Dragon Spice Traders, along with your favorites, they also will have a spicy fried rice with tofu and crispy peas. And to drink, a Peach Basil Collins. Gin, ginger liqueur, white peach puree, lemon juice, and house-made Thai basil syrup, topped with Topo Chico and garnished with a purple pansy.
Hmm, sounds interesting.
Kristen, tell us about Wrapped with Love and their dumplings.
Yes, they have a fried lemongrass chicken dumpling with plum sauce. That sounds really good. Mm-hmm. Steamed pork and vegetable dumplings with black garlic sauce. Yuja pineapple cooler. Pineapple juice, yuja puree, rice milk, and condensed milk garnished with a cherry and coconut foam. It's non-alcoholic. A raspberry oat milk tea, Joffrey Coffee's Tea Company, Celian Tea, raspberry and demerara. Why do I have problems with that? Syrup, and oat milk garnished with skewered raspberries. Non-alcoholic. Oh, wait, that's not new. Sorry. Yes.
It's returning for another
year.
Yes,
that's returning. Why did I read that? And it was difficult for me to read for whatever reason.
That's all right.
At Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta, the bulgogi pizza, marinated beef and crispy corn, cheese sauce topped with green onions. It's available by the slice, or you can get the whole pie.
I love beef bulgogi, so
that sounds really good.
You've had it before, right? Korean barbecue?
Yes, but I'm saying this pizza sounds really good.
Yeah, it looks good.
I'm really hungry, and this is not good.
Yeah, they say never do Dining at Disney podcast on an empty stomach, but
they're right.
There will also be the cappuccino card, Cucamonga Mexican Grill.
It's been a rough week.
Oh my Lord,
for us all.
Yeah.
Al John, help me. Read Lamb Light Lounge.
Okay, we're at Lamb Light Lounge. They've got a couple new items. They've got the spicy Don Don noodles, which are crispy pork belly noodles tossed in spicy Szechuan sauce paired with carrots, cucumber, and crispy shallots garnished with green onions and micro cilantro. Gosh, I love Don Don noodles. Also, they've got milk tea and taro donuts, which are warm and fluffy, dipped in milk tea, drizzled with taro icing, garnished with boba and milk tea dipping sauces. And then they also have the Lunar New Year cocktail, which is Han Soju, Ancho Reyes, Ancho Chili, liqueur, dragon fruit syrup, lemon juice, Del Mangue Vita Mezcal, and Firewater Bitters with mint garnish. That sounds amazing. Over at the lounge at Boardwalk Dining, the Lamplight Lounge Boardwalk Dining, they've got the Lunar New Year cocktail as well, which is great.
That sounds very interesting, even though I don't like Mezcal. Everything else about that sounds really good. I would definitely try it.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's an interesting mix, I guess, of Asian and Latin flavors. Pretty neat.
That and I want the spicy Dan Dan noodles.
Yeah, the Dan Dan noodles. Over at Paradise Garden Grill, they also have bulgogi fried rice with kimchi, egg, pickled cucumber, green onion, and sesame seeds. It's plant-based, so wow. That sounds amazing. Also, whole fish with steamed rice, which is new. Stir-fried vegetables, black vinegar, soy sauce, sugar, garlic, and red Fresno chili. Serve family style, so you can share it with two people. Also new is the shrimp lo mein. It's got the lo mein noodles tossed with shrimp, mushrooms, cabbage, corn, and bell pepper.
This makes me want to make some Asian food.
Kat, do we have anything else new?
Oh, go up a second. I just have to mention, I really could go for that tiger milk boba tea with brown sugar bobas.
Mm. It's real good.
Oh, yeah.
It's real good.
Looks good.
Well, you know what else looks good? Over at Pim's Test Kitchen, they have an almond cold brew, which is almond cold brew, almond milk, and red foam with blue and gold sugar.
Yes, ooh, please.
At Sonoma Terrace, they have a gochugaru shrimp roll, which is gochugaru marinated shrimp on a potato roll with kimchi slaw, gochujang, mayonnaise, and a spicy pickle spear. Sign me up.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
Studio Catering Company and Hollywood Lounge has a char siu style rib, char siu style braised pork ribs with Asian inspired glaze, top of roasted peanuts and scallions.
Oh, yes. All day.
Taran Treats has a strawberry green tea churro. Green tea cinnamon churro dusted with strawberry cream sauce topped with freeze-dried strawberries.
That sounds amazing, too.
Yeah. I'm all about green tea churro.
Oh, yeah.
So delicious. The vending carts will have baked brown sugar nian gao, which is sticky rice cake topped with brown sugar, the char siu turkey leg, Cantoritos mandarin, and a Harlan Brewing Co. Lunar Maps Hazy IPA.
Hmm.
Whose turn is it? Kristen, tell us about churros.
Over at Redwood Creek Redwood Creek Challenge Trail, they will have the orange ginger churro. Churro rolled in ginger sugar topped with orange sauce, candy ginger, and black and white sesame seeds. This one looks very pretty. At Willie's Churros, they have a dragon fruit churro. It's a churro rolled in coconut dragon fruit sugar topped with dragon fruit icing. Yes, please.
Mm.
It looks beautiful and it sounds absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the novelties, all the little fun things you want to buy to take home and collect dust. So
It's cool, though. I mean,
I like these. So they have a Lunar New Year stainless steel tumbler, and at time of purchase, you will get a choice of your fountain beverage. It's a limit of two per person per transaction. Again, no discounts. The locations you can find this is Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta, Cappuccino Cart, Clarabelle's Hand Scooped Ice Cream, Select Outdoor Vending Carts, Paradise Garden Grill, Smoke Jumpers Grill, and Studio Catering Company. Also, the Lotus Flower Glow Cube is a limit of 10 per person per transaction. No discounts apply. 10. I want one of
Let's
these.
order a
It's very
wholesale.
pretty. Apparently they probably bought too many of them and they're like, nobody's gonna buy this many. Like somebody accidentally ordered, three times the amount they were supposed
Added a
to.
zero on the end of that number, another zero.
Seriously.
Over at California Adventure, you can get it at Bayside Brews, Cappuccino Cart, Clarabelle's Hand Scooped Ice Cream, Hollywood Lounge, Select Outdoor Vendors, and Paradise Garden Grill. At Disneyland, you can get it at Jolly Holiday Bakery Cafe, Little Red Wagon, and Refreshment Corner. There is also the Mickey-shaped macaroon straw clip that I had mentioned earlier. That is available over at Corn Dog Castle, Mortimer's Market, Outdoor Vending Carts, Paradise Garden Grill, Schmoozie's, Select Outdoor Vending, and Smoke Jumpers Grill.
It's a lot cooler in person than it is just on the written page, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that I'm all about the clip, but I like that stainless steel tumbler with the with Mushu on it.
Me too.
That looks
That's convenient.
amazing. That and I always like the little glow cube things that are unique, so I'm all about them.
Yeah, there's never enough Mushu merchandise, so I'm all about the dragon.
Al John,
Yes.
the hotels.
Okay. So there we have some other new items for your eating and grazing pleasure. Pork Dandan noodles over there at GCH Craftsman Bar, Disney's Grand Californian Hotel and Spa. That's the crispy pork with egg noodles, sweet chili, peanuts, and scallions. They also have the Moondragon Premium Soju in there, Saint Germain Elderflower Liqueur, Hennessy, cognac, cherry juice, plum bitters, and Luxardo maraschino cherries. That sounds amazing.
It sounds really good and I can't have it, but it sounds, I totally, if I wasn't allergic to cherry, I totally would buy that.
And there you go. Yeah, good stuff there. Over at Grand Californian Great Hall Cart, they always have awesome cookies there. The teapot and macaroons. The assorted macaroon offerings, and then they also have a trio of Lunar New Year cookies. They've got the sugar cookie, pretzel rod sticks, and Rice Krispie treat, all in theme, which is nice. Kat, what's over there at the Hearthstone Lounge?
They have a bean paste tang yuan dumpling and meatball soup with rice balls. They also have a spicy shrimp with steamed rice, and you can also get that moon dragon cocktail there as well. Storyteller's Cafe will also have those pork dandan noodles and the moon dragon cocktail. Goofy's Kitchen will have a shrimp stir fry with noodles, garlic, and ginger, pork bao buns, chicken dumpling soup, garlic rice with soy sauce, and scallions. Jazz Kitchen, Coastal Grill, and Patio will have the Lucky Dragon cocktail, vodka, lemon juice, egg white, and dragon fruit syrup.
It looks pretty.
Yes. Kayla's Cakes will have a milk tea mochi egg tart, milk tea infused cream topped with mochi on a caramelized custard tart, and a Korean Injomi macaroon, sweet Injomi buttercream filling finished with roasted soybean powder.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yes. Naples Restaurant and Bar will have the banh mi pizza. Neapolitan dough, mozzarella cheese, marinated pork, pickled carrot and daikon, radish, raw jalapeno, cilantro, and drizzles of Vietnamese mayo and chili sauce.
Ooh.
And they will have a dragon's breath cocktail, whiskey, elderflower liqueur, triple sec, and simple syrup garnished with a tangerine peel and a smoke top finish.
That's
speaking
nice.
Of that, I got a little bar kit to be able to, because I've got a smoker, like a gun, but I don't have the stuff to do like cocktails and things like that.
Yeah.
Now I do. I'm going to try this. I try and make
I love it.
Exciting. I can't wait.
Do it.
Now I reap all the benefits.
Splitsville will have their take on walnut shrimp. Tortilla Joe's is offering a sweet and sour ribs and a dragon mocktail, which is not a non-alcoholic margarita mix, pineapple juice, orange juice, and a splash of grenadine, garnished with a paper dragon flag and two cherries and an orange wedge. Lots of garnish. Mm-hmm. They also have a breathing fire cocktail, which is peach schnapps, peppermint schnapps, melon liqueur, orange juice, pineapple, and a splash of grenadine garnished with three cherries. And if you are giving out red envelopes to your family this year and you want it to be extra special, Wetzel's Pretzels will be offering lucky red envelopes with special Wetzel's Pretzels offerings.
Nice. Good. Who
lucky
doesn't?
Red envelopes with a special in-app offer with any purchase while supplies.
There you go. Yes, that's good times.
That's some good, delicious food. And now I'm really hungry for some Asian food. like the garlic rice. I was like, I could go downstairs and make me some of that.
You actually could. And I might join you if you do. Well, before we move into another great discussion on the upcoming events here at the Disney parks, let's talk about how you can enjoy free Disney dining, Kristen. If you're a Disney Plus member, you can qualify, right?
Yes, Disney Plus subscribers can enjoy the Disney Dining Plan for free. When you purchase a non-discounted four-night, four-day package that includes room, as well as theme park tickets that include the park hopper option. And this is going to be for most nights from July 1st through September 30th. And you must prove you are a Disney Plus subscriber to take advantage of this offer.
Nice. All right. Well, there's a lot of great deals going on with the cruise line and theme parks and such. Great time to plan your vacation. Where can people email you to take advantage of this deal and many others?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
All right.
You all right, Kat?
Oh, I'm still here.
She's a trooper. She's a trooper.
Hooray.
In between her and me losing my voice, so much going on. So much good.
We're all broken down.
It is that time of year.
We're all broken down differently.
Yes.
You're losing your voice from yelling. Cat can't breathe. And then my
who
neck
needs
hurts.
Oxygen.
Yeah. Yeah. Who
your
needs
neck a, still
yeah.
hurts?
You know, yeah, you know, I've been still taking the muscle relaxers, and I was thinking maybe tonight that's why I'm kind of, I feel like my brain and my mouth are not in sync, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that may have to do with that tonight.
I'm looking for a good injury lawyer, guys. Anyway.
In Nashville.
Yes, in Nashville.
Nashville and surrounding areas, so reach out.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not okay with that. I hate doing that.
Well, I got to think about you. Got to think about your
name.
So anyway, let me just go ahead and move into this, shall we?
Yes.
It's Valentine's Day, just around the corner. One of our favorite holidays. It's always fun because if you're not with a significant someone, you can just treat yourself right. It's just one of those days where you can treat yourself right and no one will bat an eye. You just need, sometimes it's a day for self-care, right?
Or you can do Galentine's Day.
Or, yes.
Get together with all your friends.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or, you know, but that's just me. If I'm not with somebody and, you know, back in the day, I would just hang out and say, you know what? Cheers to me. Here's a hamburger. You've earned.
Yes.
You've earned it.
My movie club is celebrating Galentine's Day this year by seeing Lisa Frankenstein.
All right.
It's going to be ridiculous.
It's going to be great. It'll be great. Well, let's start off with this foodie guide, because there's tons of great little eats and treats.
Oh my gosh. And this stuff looks absolutely amazing. Like, you know, I think Kat had said, is it at Christmas time, that every year it seems like Disney is like upping their game and outdoing itself. I feel that way. Like this year, the stuff that they've come up with is beautiful.
Yeah, top notch.
And you want some of it's almost like too beautiful to eat. Yeah. And then other stuff you're like, oh my gosh, I want all of it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Yes. But I bet you it's so super yummy.
Delicious.
So who's going to kick us off here?
I think we'll let Kat kick us off.
Wonderful.
Okie doke.
Because it's one of her favorite places.
Yes, it is.
Well, let's start on the East Coast, because we just finished talking about Disneyland. But Disney Springs at Emirates from February 1st through the 17th, with mobile order available, of course, they will be offering their chocolate-covered strawberries and their chocolate cheesecake.
Very nice.
The ganachery will be, this is so ridiculous.
I know.
This puppy love.
Talk about.
I know. Puppy love chocolate pinata filled with hazelnut truffle treats and crisp pearls. This is new. It's available February 1st to the 15th. And it is like a tiny sculpture. If you're a Lady and the Tramp fan, you're going to want to check this one out, I think. Because I don't think I'd be able to hit this with a hammer.
It's so cute.
It's so cute.
It says Belenote on the bones in front. It's freaking
yeah, it's the little people.
Yep.
Yep. Just, like, collars on the on the checkered tablecloth.
Dead.
It's freaking great.
Ugh.
And it looks like it's got meatballs around it too.
I know. It's so cute.
Oh, well done. Well done, ganachery.
They saw Amaretz stuff at Christmas and were like, we're coming for you, Amaretz.
Right.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah. They also will have Mickey chocolate bites, which are milk chocolate with caramel crisp pearls, solid 65% dark chocolate custom blend, and solid milk chocolate. That's new and available all the way till the end of the month. They will also have, if you're looking forward to some ganache squares over there, the champagne strawberry ganache square. Strawberry ganache blended with champagne and robed in dark 65% chocolate. And that one's available February 1st through the 18th.
I want.
That's awesome.
Yes, we'll take 10. Thank you. Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar, available February 1st to the 17th. They'll be serving a Berry Lovely, which is Bacardi Dragonberry Rum with orange juice, pineapple juice, cranberry juice, watermelon syrup, and a splash of soda garnished with a strawberry. That one's new.
Yes, please.
Yeah. The Voli Il Gelato, you can get these right now. The Love Potion, which is vanilla gelato, Fanta strawberry, and whipped cream. And Cupid's Bomba Shake, which is strawberry cheesecake shake topped with a cheesecake-filled bomboloni.
Awesome.
Outdoor vending at the West Side Landing, February 1st to 17th. You can get the Beautiful Rose, which is Herradura Silver Tequila, Contro Liqueur, Rose Syrup, Lime Juice, Lemon Juice, and Red Cranberry Juice garnished with a lime wedge. That one's new. Kristen, tell us about Disney Resort Hotels. I have to cough.
At Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge, the Mara, February 1st through the 14th, you can get the Zebra Mousse Cake. Amarula mousse and chocolate sponge inspired by the iconic zebra domes. Very nice. Then you have over at Beach Club and Yacht Club, at the Beach Club Marketplace and the Market at Ale and Compass, February 1st through the 14th, they have Cupid's Mousse, Devil Food Cake, Vanilla Bee Mousse, and Chocolate Compote, which is new. At Boardwalk Deli over at the Boardwalk, available the 1st through the 14th, Strawberry Cheesecake Brownie, a rich brownie topped with strawberry cheesecake garnished with chocolate whipped cream, pink crisp pearls, and pink chocolate hearts. At Contempo Cafe at Contemporary Resort, February 4th through the 29th, you can get Sweetheart cookie. It's a sugar cookie with hard sprinkles topped with cream cheese buttercream, red velvet cake pieces, and heart, and a drizzle of dark chocolate.
I'll take that.
All these look so good.
Fancy. A lot of red and pink there. Yeah.
Okay, Al John.
All right.
Gasparilla Island Grill.
All right. Yeah, head on down to Grand Floridian and check out the Gasparilla Island Grill's Raspberry Macaroon Heart, which is filled with raspberry cream and passion fruit curd. Yeah. At Old Key West Resort and Disney Saratoga Springs Resort and Spa, they've got it, good foods to go, the artist palette, a love letter cuppy cake, which is chocolate with strawberry pastry cream, white chocolate mousse, and buttercream flowers. Mm-hmm. At the Polynesian Resort's Kona Island, you can get the Stitch and Angel date night cuppy cakes. I say cuppy cakes, y'all, just like a five-year-old. Vanilla cupcakes filled with, inspired by classic pairings, chocolate and peanut butter mousse. Yeah, baby. That's my love language. Filling and peanut butter mousse and jelly feet filling. Oh, that sounds amazing.
Okay, Jack would go crazy over those.
Yes, our son. He loves it.
A crazy peanut butter boy.
I love that.
Peanut butter jelly boy. He's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
He's like his daddy in that way. Peanut butter jelly. At Pineapple Lanai, you've got the Valentine float that has Dole Whip Raspberry, right up Cat's alley. Dole Whip Raspberry with Rosa Regal Sparkling Red.
Another cat favorite.
Yes. Top with raspberries and strawberries.
That sounds very nice.
That sounds very refreshing.
I'd have that.
I would too.
And over at Riviera Resort at La Petite Cafe, they've got the Trois macaroons, which is a trio of raspberry ganache, strawberry jam, and milk chocolate ganache. Sounds good. Okay, is it Kristen's turn? Or is it Cat? We're back to Cat. We're back to Cat at Wilderness
Lodge.
Yes.
This one is so cute.
It's so stupid. I love it. At Roaring Fork, from the 1st to the 14th, you could get, Jonas Brothers fans can get the Love Bug Marshmallow. A strawberry marshmallow with a ganache center on a graham cracker cookie. It's so cute. It looks like a little ladybug.
That's awesome.
Love it.
Available all month at various Disney Resort Hotel quick service restaurants that I'm not going to name, but, you know, take your pick. You could get the plant-based My Sweetheart Cupcake, which is chocolate cupcake with a lovely swirl of vanilla buttercream and heart sprinkles, and it is, of course, plant-based.
There you go.
At Magic Kingdom, you can get this all the time, and I highly recommend that you do.
Actually, I think, let me look at this real quick.
What?
It is available at all the value and moderate.
Right.
Yes.
Minus. Yep. Except for Coronado Springs.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. So if you're into that cupcake thing, go get one. But if you're not into that cupcake thing and you're at the Magic Kingdom Park and you pass by Sunshine Tree Terrace, literally any day of the week, you can get the I Lava You Float. Which is Fanta strawberry and passion fruit flavor served with Dole Whip orange and top of poppy candy. It's delightful. It's plant-based.
Yeah.
Highly recommend. Hollywood Studios. Is that where I am? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Brown Derby, the 1st to the 14th. You can get the red velvet white chocolate mousse atop a chocolate cookie.
Very cute.
And
it doesn't even sound like it. You have no idea how cute it is until.
It's so cute.
Yeah, it's a little heart on top of like a little gold cookie.
With a mirror glaze.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's so cute. Speaking of cute things back for another year, their strawberry red velvet whoopie pie is back at the Trolley Car Cafe from the 1st to the 14th. Red velvet cake filled with cream cheese buttercream topped with strawberry buttercream, of course. Kristen, tell me about Epcot.
If you head over to Connections Cafe, available on Valentine's Day only, you can get the Valentine's Day Baumkuchen with chocolate and strawberry layers. There's Connections Eatery, February 9th through the 14th. You can get the Valentine's Day Milkshake, Vanilla milkshake with strawberry sauce, whipped cream, and chocolate garnish. Le Cellier Steakhouse, available on Valentine's Day only, has profiteroles, raspberry cheesecake
profiterole. You said it right the first time.
I know, but I couldn't say it the second time is the problem.
You did it. We believe
it. And you know what? We have so many great loyal listeners here that they'll forgive us because we're under the weather or sleep deprived or hurting on the inside or sick or whatever.
They,
so we're all doing this.
They tune in to hopefully hear us one day get a grasp on the English language.
Yes.
Today is not that day.
No.
Oh, gosh. Over at Disney.
But we have goals, y'all.
Yeah. And Disney California Adventure Park, Clarabelle's hand-scooped ice cream, available February 9th through the 14th. They have the ice cream Mickey ear hat bowl with Valentine's Day sundae, chocolate and strawberry ice cream topped with strawberry sauce, whipped cream, chocolate dipped strawberry, and seasonal sprinkles in a waffle cup. Woohoo! I got that. No problem.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
The Valentine's Day sundae. Chocolate and strawberry ice cream topped with strawberry sauce, whipped cream, chocolate dipped strawberry, and seasonal sprinkles in a waffle cup. Lamp Light Lounge and Lamp Light Lounge Boardwalk Dining available.
This looks good.
On Valentine's Day only. Do you want to do this, Al John?
Sure.
Okay.
One of my favorite rock ballads.
This just looks so good.
It does. It looks really good. It's one of my favorite rock ballads from the band Cheap Trick. It's The Flame. It features Bacardi raspberry rum, peach schnapps, mango puree, raspberry puree, lime juice, Sprite, and Firewater bitters with a chili lime rim.
Yes, please.
Yeah. They also have the sour blackberry vodka lemonade, which is absolute citron vodka, Angostura bitters, blackberries, lemonade, agave nectar, and lemon juice. And then they also have The Love That Lasts a Lifetime, which is horribly sung by me, Bacardi raspberry rum, St. George raspberry liqueur, orange syrup, raspberry puree,
not
pineapple
orange.
Juice. Oh, it's ergot syrup. Sorry. Ergot syrup, a pineapple juice, and Sprite.
Yeah. That sounds really good.
And then you can get all three of those delectable cocktails in a Toast to Love flight, which are mini cocktails featuring all the above.
Can I get like full sizes of all three of them served that way?
Well, you just order all three and just say it's a flight. It's a full size flight, y'all. It's a flight XXL.
Yeah.
The hotels of the Disneyland Resort over at Grand Californian Hotel and Spa. They've got at the Grand California Hall Cart, which is where all the cookies are, the cookie cart, if you will. Yes.
Available.
Available January 26th through February 18th. So you can get them real soon. The Valentine's Day Linzer cookie, the Mickey Shaped Valentine's Day cookie, the Valentine's Day strawberries, Valentine's Day assorted cookies, chocolate chip cookie shot with milk, chocolate chip cookie shot with liqueur, red velvet cookie shot with milk, and then the red velvet cookie shot with liqueur. So, sounds like a lot.
The cookie cart's going to be busy.
Oh, it's going to be hella busy. But the cookie cart is always busy, right?
Truth.
All right, Kat, what's going on at the Craftsman's Grill over there at Howland, California?
Yeah. Available January 26th through February 18th, you can get a Valentine's Day cupcake, which is a vanilla cupcake with buttercream ice cream and chocolate ganache. And you can also get a Valentine's donut, which is white chocolate or chocolate-coated donut with candy pearls. Available all month at the Hearthstone Lounge, you can get the Pink Lady, which is Sipsmith Gin, Applejack Lemon Juice, Liquid Alchemist Grenadine, Fee Foam, Luxardo Cherries.
Sounds
good. Love that.
What is Fee Foam?
I have no idea. Maybe it's a typo, but either way,
I'm gonna have to look it up. An Applejack, as in
maybe it's a foam that just demands you pay a toll.
Yes.
What comes to my mind is fee, fi, fo.
That's what I stopped. I was like, wait.
I smell a blood of an Englishman.
Wait.
Only if you pay me first. Pay the fee.
Oh my goodness.
So.
Well, if you haven't gotten a ticket already, you won't be able to, because Disneyland After Dark Sweethearts Night is sold out. But they're going to have a lot of really delicious things to try. Chocolate strawberry sundaes, burning love beignets, fried heart-shaped ravioli, amorita tacos, and you bay beignets. Oh. Lots and lots of things to choose from, as well as sit-down dining restaurants available. Reservations are recommended, of course, but you can check in on the day if you got tickets to this event and see if they have any availability.
Is it wrong that I started, when you said chocolate strawberry sundae, that I started singing Sunday Bloody Sunday, but instead replaced the words chocolate strawberry sundae? Singing it in
no,
my...
that checks out. It sounds right.
Yeah, it sounds, yeah.
Okay, this is what it says about Fee Foam.
Tell me everything.
It says, it is the crowning touch for mixed drinks.
Ooh.
Primarily used in Collins, Aids, Daiquiris, Sours, and Fizzes. It provides attractive foam head atop drinks, enhancing the appearance as well as reducing spillage.
Oh.
What's it made of?
I think it's the egg white foam.
Oh, okay. All right. Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Well, if you get it and it's good, or you get it and it's bad, take a picture of it. Tag us in it. We want to know.
Yes.
Over at Downtown Disney at Ballast Point, available on Valentine's Day only, they will have a raspberry panna cotta, which is vanilla bean panna cotta topped with raspberry compote and a mint garnish. At Beignets Expressed, currently through February 19th, they have strawberry shortcake glazed beignets, strawberry icing dusted with strawberry sugar served with vanilla bean crema glaze. Kristen, tell us about Black Tap.
Okay, over at Black Tap Craft Burgers and Shakes, available February 1st through the 29th, you can get the Mocha Tamarind Chili Crazy Shake.
Crazy.
Chocolate frosted rim with crushed puffed chocolate cereal, topped with fried churros, chocolate fudge pop, whipped cream, and chocolate drizzle.
Wow.
See, for Cocoa Puffs.
That is a lot.
Or Rice Krispies Puffs. Right? Oh, it's Cocoa Puffs is what it is.
I mean, that's a lot.
Wow.
Over at Kayla's Cake, February 1st through the 14th, Valentine's Day gift box featuring rose champagne, raspberry cream, Belgian dark chocolate, red velvet, salted caramel, and pistachio raspberry macaroons. Oh, that sounds good. Mm-hmm. I love me some macaroons. Mm-hmm. Okay, this shrimp on top of this looks like steak. Okay, yeah. Whatever that is looks amazing. Actually, all this, I'm dying of hunger now. Meeples Restaurante e Bar. Available January 26th through February 29th. They have the tiramisu for two, mascarpone cream, espresso coffee, and cocoa garnished with a cocoa heart, scarlet heart martini, rum, peach schnapps, vodka, and cranberry juice with a sugar rim and garnished with a strawberry. At Salt and Straw, for the entire month of February, you can get the Chocolatiers series featuring Franz Chocolate Almond Gold Bar, Cloud Forest Cocoa Hazelnut Magic Sauce, Dandelion's Chocolate Nib and Frangipan, Comparte's Cake Batter Chocolate Fudge, and
Exquisite me? A baking powder. Exquisite toes.
Thank you. I don't know.
Chocolate passion fruit truffles.
Yes. That's what I was trying to say.
Excuse me?
I did. I got everything until that word was
get it. Over at Splitsville Luxury Lanes, I'll just take over. They've got, now this is what Kristen's referring to, Valentine's Day package for two, which enjoy 1 hour of bowling with shoe rental for two. That sounds so great. with one bottle of house wine.
Come on, that could be fun.
That would be fun. Actually, I would love to take you there, Kristen. Two entrees with a choice of surf and turf or chicken parmesan and one dessert. You have to have reservations, and I'm sure they're going fast.
Okay, that's surf and turf. Yes, please. That was really good.
Well, if you're not able to get the Valentine's Day package for two, you can also split out and just get the surf and turf, which features the 8-ounce sirloin steak and 6 blackened shrimp served on a bed of creamy mashed potatoes and steamed broccoli. Chopping broccoli.
I need to buy some broccoli.
Yeah. And then they also have the chicken parmesan as well, which is linguine pasta with 2 fried chicken parmesan cutlets, topped with marinara sauce, and a blanket of shredded mozzarella, accompanied with 2 slices of garlic bread. Perfect for sharing, seemingly. Over there at Tortilla Joe's, I hate that Tortilla Joe's is going away, but they do have the tacos enamorados, which are 3 tacos filled with New York steak, white Mexican shrimp, queso chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
Cheese dog?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dog cheese, but yes.
I knew that was chihuahua, but it was like queso chihuahua. That doesn't sound right to me.
Yeah.
It's like, am I saying this right? Okay.
Now we know who does not do the grocery shopping.
Queso chihuahua.
Yes.
It's a chihuahua. Avocado and pico de gallo with salsa, emerendita. Okay. It's salsa. You also have the Cupid's Corazon margarita for 2 with tequila, pomegranate liqueur, organic margarita mix, and cranberry juice, garnished with a sugar rim, marshmallows, candy hearts, and a cherry. I'm glad to provide you so much laughter, Kristen.
I'm sorry. I'm trying not to laugh. That margarita sounds good. But it's just funny. I don't know.
That's fine. Oh. That's fine. All right, Kat. Save me, please.
Oh boy.
Let's get out of here.
Wetzel's Pretzels. Let's close it up. Wetzel's Pretzels.
Yes, please.
Available January 29th through March 3rd. They'll have strawberry funnel cake bits, original bits, topped with powdered sugar and drizzled with strawberry sauce, of course. And across the Disneyland Resort, you can get the following items. A polka dot Valentine's Mickey shaped balloon popcorn bucket, limit 2 per person per transaction. Available at locations at Disney California Adventure Park, popcorn carts near Carthay Circle Restaurant, Grizzly Peak Airfield, and Pixar Pier. And at Disneyland, popcorn carts near Central Plaza, Small World Promenade, Fantasyland Theater, Star Trader, Mark Twain Riverboat, and near Haunted Mansion. So basically all of them. Mm-hmm. And at various candy locations around Disneyland Resort, including but not limited to Marceline's Confectionery, Trolley Treats, Bing Bong Sweet Stuff, Candy Palace, Candy Kitchen, and Pooh Corner. Actually, it's probably limited to those. Available January 19th through February 14th. You can get a mini strawberry cheesecake apple, which is a caramel apple with 2 mini marshmallow ears, strawberry flavored pink colored white chocolate, and red colored white chocolate drizzle with a graham cracker and strawberry crisp mix, white polka dotted pink colored white chocolate bow, and topped with Valentine's sprinkles. You could also get the Mickey Valentine's apple, which is all of those things, enrobed in white chocolate and red sandy sugar, embellished with 2 white M&Ms. They will also have Conversation Heart cereal treats, white chocolate dipped strawberries, dark chocolate dipped strawberries, dark chocolate marshmallow wands, strawberry Mickey cake pops, pink bow mini cake pops, pink mini apple, and pink mini cereal treats. So many things.
Yes.
So basically, if you're in love, good for you. If you're not in love, go to Disneyland or Walt Disney World and fall in love with one of these dishes.
That's awesome. I love that plan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's so many. I mean, literally, there's something for everybody, and it's oh so good. A lot of plant-based options this year, which definitely are great for people.
We love that. And,
you know, and if you're like Kat and you're not able to have, you know, you need gluten-free options, looks like they've got a couple things that could be of interest to you, including the Dole Whip.
Dole Whip.
Dole Whip.
You love to see it.
Yeah, it's good times. It's a good time of year for food, but let's face it, the Disney parks have stepped up every single year and always
Always
come
a
to
good
bat
time
with
to
some
eat.
amazing food and amazing snacks and amazing desserts. So, any other closing words?
I will take one of everything unless it includes cherry. That is my final word
I will
because
happily take all those
it
cherries.
looks, it actually, this food looks amazing. It's a
Yeah.
very beautiful, the desserts.
Wow,
Even
can
if
you?
you don't like sweets, you're going to want to eat sweets after you look at the pictures.
This is true. This is true. Can you believe it, gang? We've made it to yet another end of another Dining at Disney podcast.
With two foodie
Oh my
guides.
gosh.
Yep.
Can't believe it.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, hit that like, subscribe, and notification bell. You guys are the reason that we do this show. So please continue to support us by sharing and giving us those 5-star reviews so we can continue to be a 5-star review podcast. Other ways you can support us is by clicking on the link to support us on whatever podcasting platform you listen to us on. Or you can shop our links, Amazon, Disney Store, Kingdom Stroller, and Garden Grocer. And you can find those there or in the podcast notes, or you can find it at diningatdisney.com. And Al John's going to tell you where to find everybody.
Right, so you can find us on social media, Dining at Disney, of course. You can find Kat as well on her social, and be sure to check out that at Catastrophe, that's CAT underscore ASTROPHE on Instagram. Yes. Also find me on Instagram too at Al John Go. You can also check out our podcast, an extension of ourselves with myself and Dave Bossert, the award-winning author, animator, overall good guy, Skull Rock Podcast. We host it every single week. We talk about pop culture, food. Well, no, we don't talk about food, but we talk about film. Occasionally, we talk about food. Definitely film and the Disney parks. We have Imagineers and filmmakers there every week for interviews, so please check that out. And as I said, you can find Kat on Instagram, and you can also check out her podcast, Eat the Pictures, which is great. There's a whole archive of shows there if you love food and fun film. A quick bite-sized podcast. It's amazing. So please check it out. Great tie-ins there with Kat. All right, Kat.
Dining at Disney. Oh boy. Dining at Disney can be found on all your favorite social media sites and, of course, at diningatdisney.com. If you haven't already, join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. Sorcerer Radio can be found at srsounds.com and, of course, on their beautiful app. Until next time, I've been Kat, that's been Kristen and Aljon. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.